In 2017, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders published a book. It's called The Guide to Political Revolution. And it's an instructional guide for regular Americans on how to organize social movements. Sanders' strongest supporters are now using his manifesto as a playbook for the 2020 presidential race. And in his second report on the Sanders campaign in Southern California, VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports some voters in the region have devoted their lives to getting him elected.
And this is what a honking wave sounds like on the 101 freeway in the North Valley in Los Angeles.
I'm on a pedestrian bridge over LA's notorious rush hour traffic on Friday evening. The sun has just started to set behind the San Gabriel Mountains, and I'm out here to meet one of the people who organized this spectacle.
Michelle?
Yes.
Hey, great
really
to meet
nice
you.
Really nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Thanks for being out here.
Thank you for inviting me. This
is
really cool.
Yeah, of course, of course.
We have honking waves in Vermont, and they don't sound like this.
This is pretty amazing. We're very, energized about it.
Michelle Manos and some of her friends have hung large Bernie Sanders posters from the chain link barricade on the bridge rails. They'll stay until it gets dark or until they get kicked off.
There's a police officer right over there. I'm wondering if they're getting off to come talk to us.
Manos is part of a network of Sanders volunteers in the Los Angeles area. They've organized banner drops like this one, but also phone banks, neighborhood canvases, flash mobs, and even a float at the Rose Parade.
We are the Bernie Sanders Metro Squad.
Manos says Sanders' unsuccessful run for president in 2016 lit a fire that burns even hotter today.
Those of us who had showed up for the first time in the activist community because of Bernie Sanders, we didn't just go back home, go back to our jobs, go back to sleep. You know, we really made a concerted effort to push for the values.
That concerted effort is now focused squarely on delivering Sanders a victory in the California primary on Tuesday.
Many of us put paid work aside. We ask our relationships to sort of be on hold temporarily while we work really, really hard for this.
How many hours a week would you guesstimate that you spend on average doing?
More than I should. More than I should, perhaps. Gosh, if I had to guesstimate, between 30 and 50, if not more.
Manos and her fellow Metro Squad members are what the Sanders campaign refers to as super volunteers. You can think of them as radio repeaters who receive the signal from its original source and then retransmit the message to broaden its reach. Or perhaps you prefer this analogy from Isaiah Smith.
I'm sure you guys are very familiar with the evangelist movement, how well that's done and what it's accomplished.
Smith is sitting in the blue-carpeted community room at his condominium complex in Compton, and he's talking to the five people who have come to his Organize Your Friends for Bernie event on this Saturday morning. Smith tells him evangelism worked out pretty well for the Christians.
And it should work for a political, social movement that people are interested in that will lift everybody, right? 99%, right?
Today, the blueprint for that movement comes in the form of a script from the Sanders campaign that Smith is cribbing from. It has tips for phone banking and knocking on doors like,
make the voter feel liked and respected.
And most importantly,
never debate. This is a lesson that I need to follow in my family. And I'm told many times.
Above all, Smith tells his new friends, remember why you're here.
You are attempting to persuade. You know, people may need that.
Smith spends his evenings and weekends trying to mobilize support for Sanders in his community. He's even taken days off from work. In the parking lot outside his condominium complex, Smith, who's 38, says he'd never really been much for politics.
But when I heard this guy Bernie talking the stuff that he was talking back in 2015, I was like, hey, this stuff is actually what the $15 minimum wage, health care for everybody, free public college education for anybody that can get in.
I tell Smith there are other candidates in the Democratic primary that check those same boxes. But he says Sanders is the only one who's been talking about this stuff for decades.
Bernie opened the door, and I think he should walk through it. And that's kind of how I feel about it.
I'm sitting at Gate 36 in Terminal 3 at LAX Airport, waiting for my flight home. I'm transcribing some tape from that phone banking how-to that Isaiah Smith organized, and suddenly, a few feet away, I hear a guy literally reciting lines from the same Sanders campaign script.
Hi, Nadia. My name is Masood. I'm a volunteer with the Bernie Sanders campaign. How are you today? I'm okay. I'm just, I'm at the airport, actually. I'm putting as much time as I can volunteering whenever I get a free chance to make some calls for Bernie, because I believe he's our best chance to be Trump this coming November. This is not only to be Trump, but because he's also running for president to make our economy and our government work for all of us, not just the wealthy few. Are you a Bernie supporter by any chance? Oh, okay. You know, it's an important decision, and I'm glad that you took your time with it. Is there another candidate that you're considering right now, or if you're feeling drawn to?
I can't resist talking to him, and Masood Yeganegi tells me he uses a lot of his free time to phone bank for Bernie Sanders. Yeganegi is on his way home from a trip to Los Angeles to see his uncle.
Yeah, I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Canadians meddling in United States elections. Canadian interference.
Campaign finance law prohibits foreigners from donating to U.S. candidates or working as paid campaign staffers.
But the FSC website specifically stipulates that I'm allowed to volunteer. That's the only way I can help. And the reason I'm helping is, you know, I have a niece who's American, she's 5 years old. I have a nephew who's a few months old. And these are issues that's going to affect their lives as they grow up.
Issues like Medicare for All, Yeganegi says, or a $15 minimum wage, or, most importantly for him, climate change. Volunteers like Yeganegi helped the Sanders campaign log 5 million calls in the first 2 weeks of January alone.
That's why he's the best chance we have to create change in America, because he has this grassroots movement that no other candidate has.
Sanders will find out on Super Tuesday whether that movement translates into electoral success. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.